Researchers at the Royal Melbourne Hospital have begun trialling a treatment for Parkinson's disease that they say is the first of its kind in the world. They're injecting stem cells into the brain of a 64-year-old Victorian man. So far, there's been no drug developed to stop the progression of Parkinson's, which affects 80,000 Australians. In Melbourne, Rachel Brown reports.
It was 13 years ago, but Fred Van Ross will never forget being thrown by an unexpected diagnosis of Parkinson's.
I walked out of the rooms and sort of said, what the hell's Parkinson's? I never, didn't even know what it was. I was being treated for tennis and golfer's elbow with a tremor and not knowing what it was and not working. I was eventually sent to a neurologist and that's when I was diagnosed.
The 71-year-old is managing the disease with medication.
Well, I don't think about it, so I, generally speaking, the medication works for me and I do enough things to keep me occupied, not even let it worry me. When it does worry me, when I say it shows its signs, I call in my mate Parky. He's with me all the time and sometimes he lets me know. And when he lets me know, I just make sure I've taken my medication on time.
Mr. Van Ross has been involved in many research projects over the past decade, but he's excited by news today. Royal Melbourne Hospital researchers have successfully injected stem cells into a patient's brain. Usually, the surgical treatment for Parkinson's is deep brain stimulation.
What we do is we drill holes into the skull and put wires into two parts of the brain.
But Royal Melbourne Hospital neurosurgeon Girish Nair says in this trial, millions of stem cells were injected at 14 sites in the patient's brain. He and his colleagues spent weeks practicing on a 3D model.
The challenge was to do it in a way that you minimise the number of times you pass your instrument through the brain to minimise the damage. So we had to actually plan out a new methodology of doing it. I think we did about 3 or 4 dummy runs before we were confident that we've got it perfectly pat right.
He's hoping the stem cells will boost levels of the neurotransmitter dopamine.
So Parkinson's is a disease which comes because of a shortage of dopamine in the brain. The symptoms are of tremor, rigidity, and being unable to express emotions, affecting the walking. And all of those functions are mediated by dopamine. We'll monitor these patients to see if they are having any improvement in their Parkinson's symptoms.
Dr. Nair says this trial also sidesteps ethical dilemmas because it's using neural cells manufactured in a lab by a Californian biotech company.
Stem cells have always had an ethical problem behind it because you traditionally have been getting it from what is called embryonic stem cells. So you need to get it from embryos that have died. So the beauty of this technique is that this is an unfertilized egg which is activated in a lab. So there are no ethical issues surrounding this to use it as mainstream treatment down the line.
Others in the field, however, are taking a far more cautionary approach, asking whether stem cell-based therapies are really ready for clinical trials. A paper published in March, for example, with a contributing author from Melbourne's Florey Institute, warned unless preclinical data and regulatory approvals were obtained, premature trials in humans could tarnish many years of scientific work and threaten to derail this exciting field of medicine. But the trials researchers have told the world today they have ethics approval, TGA approval, and say preclinical trials have been conducted in monkeys and in more than 400 mice. And for sufferers like Fred Van Ross, their feeling is that any glimmer of hope is one worth chasing.
I've always believed there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Now, I know that it may not help me in my lifetime, but it will help others. That'll make life much, much more comfortable for people with Parkinson's.
That's Fred Van Ross, ending that report by Rachel Brown in Melbourne.